Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young in today on what seems like a Friday, certainly a traffic Friday, but Thursday here coming up on the 4th of July weekend. Welcoming back to the show, Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director. Hey, Frank.
Brad, great to be with you. Hope you're well, sir.
I am well and doing great, sir. Thank you. Who has not been doing great, though? The Cardinals just couldn't pull it together against Pittsburgh recently. Now we're going in to a series against the Cubs. What's your take on the new Cubs-Card series in Wrigley this weekend?
Well, let's go over Pittsburgh for just a moment. It is unbelievable, Brad, because like at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, the Cardinals had just swept the Cleveland Guardians for the first time in history. You couldn't have felt better about this squad. They were 9 games over 500 for the first time all season. And then Pittsburgh happens. For the first time in 49 years in Pittsburgh, they're shut out for an entire series. They've now gone 49 consecutive innings without scoring a run against teams from the National League Central, which is flabbergasting. But this team is a little bit like your son's favorite ride at Six Flags. It's a roller coaster. So many highs, so many lows. And if somebody told me before the season that they would be 6 games over 500 heading into Chicago for 4th of July weekend, I'd say I'd take it in a heartbeat. So we'll see what happens. You know, it wouldn't shock me if this team goes to Chicago and plays pretty well. I do think, you know, in addition to their offensive woes, they've had some pitching issues. Brent, let me give you a great stat, is that pitchers 3 through 5, we're talking Fetty, Michaelis, Palante, they have 1 win in their last 23 combined starts. Now, wins are not the end all because Palante actually pitched well and lost the other night, but you got to get some better production out of 3 through 5.
That's true, because we've also had a lot of games this year where the starting pitching was a little rough. They got roughed up early, but then came back in later innings. You know, we have had a lot of that this year. I've seen it. I'm a season ticket holder, and of course, I watch Channel 5 every night when I can't catch the game to watch the recap. But going into Chicago, obviously two concerns. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out: hitting and pitching. How do we look on what's the matchups for this weekend? Who's pitching for the Cardinals?
Well, you'd see, well, Cardinal-wise, Fetty's supposed to start on Sunday. I wonder if they will bring up McGreevy for that start, because Fetty has just been brutal lately. Mm. I mean, his last 9 starts, he has no victories. His last 2 starts, he's just been rocked. So he's scheduled to go. You'll get Libitor in there, and Matthew has been pitching great lately. And then Michaelis and Wrigley Field does seem like a scary proposition for the Cardinals. You know, it's a shame they're going there without their best offensive player. I don't think enough people talk about this enough. Ivan Herrera is just a dynamic offensive player. He's going to be a star here for years to come, but he's got that hamstring issue, so he's not playing this weekend. That's a big blow. So we'll see what happens in Chicago. The Cubs really have an outstanding offense, too. So we'll see.
Yeah, I've been looking at the standings. Of course, the Cardinals right now are 5 games out, sitting in 3rd place right behind the Brewers. And I'm hoping that if we could do well against the Cubs, we'll make up some of that ground.
Yeah. But I got to say this, too. Is they're going to play the Padres in the near future. And as we speak right now, if the playoffs were to start, the Padres would get in because their winning percentage is 1 point higher. So you'd like to catch the Cubs, you'd like to catch the Brewers, but the object is to get into the postseason dance, and you're right there with the Padres. So those games coming up with San Diego are going to be loom large, I believe.
Mm. Well, I'm not a big soccer guy, but I love what I saw and heard from the Guatemala game last night. It seemed like the entire country of Guatemala was packed into our stadium to watch U.S. versus Guatemala last night.
96, trying to become the lowest ranked team in FIFA's rankings ever to play in a final. It's a great move to cut inside. Ordóñez, a chance now, and it's a goal. It's Escobar.
I mean, you know, that's the kind of crowd noise, the cheering that you hear in the Mike Bush household when it comes to pay raises. I mean, it was just deafening.
Good line there, Brad. By the way, I didn't realize you were a season ticket holder. I didn't know you were from Old Money. You learn something new every day. But anyway, about the game, Mark Mosier, Hall of Fame soccer player here in St. Louis, he told me this morning he felt that was the loudest roar he had ever heard at Energizer Park. And keep in mind, when City SC was really good, that place was rocking. I got a call about like 3 o'clock in the middle of the day from a City SC executive. And he said, you got to get downtown. You got to see what's going on outside the stadium. It was unbelievable. All those light blue Guatemalan jerseys. And I got to tell you, the game sold out in 24 hours after the United States won in penalty kicks on Sunday. And it was just an electric atmosphere. I don't think we have that many Guatemalans living in St. Louis. I think a lot of them came from out of town.
Well, it was stunning just to hear and to see and to feel that level of excitement, because we certainly haven't seen that level of excitement at Busch Stadium this year. And it was great to see that, even if it had to be flown in from Guatemala. But where we have seen some action, of course, is with the Blues. The Blues got some new players recently.
Yeah. You know, Doug Armstrong, I think I can use the word, has large kahunas. Because if any other, like, hockey general manager would have traded a 22-year-old like Zach Bolduc coming off a 19-goal season where he got better every week as the season evolved and looks like a star, traded him for a guy who only has 9 or 8 games on his NHL resume, that president or that GM would have been barbecued. Mm. But in Doug, we trust. He's one of the smartest executives we've ever had in St. Louis professional sports.
Yes.
And this Logan Mayhew that he picked up may be exactly what the doctor ordered. And a lot of it comes down to supply and demand, because we had a surplus of young scoring forwards and a shortage of young outstanding defensemen. And Logan Mayhew hopefully will be that guy. You know, I got to say something, Brad, real quick. A long time ago, the Blues traded a really promising forward named Brendan Shanahan. How can you trade Brendan Shanahan? Well, they got in return a guy by the name of Chris Pronger. Hmm. Everybody hated the trade, and Pronger became arguably our best defenseman of all time. I don't think Mayhew is Pronger, but I think he's going to be good.
Very good. Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director. Great to talk to you, Frank.
Good to be with you, Brad. Have a great 4th.
And you too as well, my friend. Hey, we're coming up on a hard break. We've got to get out of here. But coming up, I've got a lot more stuff, legal stuff, I want to break down for you right here. Brad Young filling in for Mark Reardon, 97.1 FM Talk.